Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Sing with us, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear.
Aerosmith bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Kathy Perry's here. She's our good friend. She is our social media expert here in my organization, and yours too, if you'll let her. KathyPerry.com. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. KP, thanks for being here. Congratulations on how things are going for you. I'm really proud of the way you continue to become an important voice and authority on social media, helping people with their strategies. What's Facebook up to? You know me. I'm always wondering what cool things are Facebook doing now.
I know it's your favorite.
Oh yeah, I love them. I love Facebook.
Yes. Well, they are phasing out the ad relevance score from their ad metrics. They're actually removing several of their different metrics and doing some different things with it. And the relevance score was when they would rank you on a scale of 1 to 10 and determine whether it was relevant to positive and negative feedback and what they expected, how people interacted with it. And if it wasn't scored high, didn't rank high enough, then a lot of they wouldn't show it. So the relevance score was a big part of it. Now they're taking that away and they're adding three other metrics that are some new metrics because they're trying to go a little bit more granular.
When they added the relevance back when they did that, it was yeah. basically them deciding what
yes.
taking more control over your activity, right? It was basically their
yeah.
algorithms basically taking the control of what people see that you post, and so now they're taking. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are.
And
yes.
then now they're taking yeah. it away, yeah. but well, you and I both know they don't take things, they don't take control away without putting some other kind of control back on, right?
They have new controls.
So there you go. I'm glad we got that pointed out.
Three new ones. One is a quality ranking. So it's how your ad's perceived quality compares with ads competing for the same audience. Another one is engagement rate ranking, how your ads expected to engage compared with ads competing with the same audience. And then conversion rate ranking, so how it's comparing for conversion with the same optimization goal and for the same audience. So.
You're right. Instead of having just a general relevance, they're breaking it down, kind of a relevance algorithm. Now they've broken it down where they're much more granular, and so they've got more control over your feeds, right?
Well, you're never going to get away from the more control. But when and here's the reason they're bidding. You got so many people bidding on the ads on whose ad is going to show, and if your content or the quality of your content is weak compared to somebody else's, they're going to show theirs
right.
before yours.
Are we and small businesses ranking. Are competing against? We're competing against big companies
yeah.
who have
Absolutely.
Who have geniuses
millions of,
who the quants
millions of dollars.
Yeah, they've got people they have to lock up at night. They can't be part of society, but they get this right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, and it just, obviously Facebook is becoming a lot more competitive. It's very difficult when you're looking at ads, putting ads out there. And so you really, I get these stories all the time from people that say, oh, you know, my Facebook ad didn't work, you know, and yeah. But they don't have a strategy. They don't, you
but
know,
is
really
it, is it possible for a small business to even be relevant in any way in this kind of an environment?
Yes, there is. And it really depends on having a strategy and also having a very targeted, a very super targeted niche that you're going after or audience that you're trying to reach.
Well, so, you got to have somebody helping you. Now, folks, we don't have to lock Kathy up at night. She can work. She does work and play well within society. But you do understand this. You understand what they're up to.
Yeah.
And so you, yeah. But people need, correct me if I'm wrong, the average small business owner trying to run a business, make a payroll, cannot keep up with all this stuff. This is a discipline. Yeah. This is like being a brain surgeon, right? I mean, this is a discipline.
Except nobody's going to die here.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes
know.
Sometimes social media makes my head want to explode.
Yes. So, you know, it's really important not to do one of those type of Facebook ads that's so generic and,
right.
You know, you lump, oh, you just, I'm going to target everyone in the United States
yeah.
or whatever. I have people.
They're not going to let you get away with that.
Like
yeah.
That.
Folks, this is why
well,
you need.
I mean, you're doing is throwing your money away.
You got to have help. You got to have help, and Kathy can help you. There are others out there, and I know Kathy well enough to know that if she can't help you, if she's too busy, or if you need you got something else going on that she's not her wheelhouse or whatever, she will help you with that. So, folks, check her out at KathyPerry.com, KathyPerry.com. We're going to come back and talk about some other topics that she's got on her mind that we need to know about with regard to social media. As you know, my favorite topic. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.